Hi, this is on Arnik, last name Arnic, first name Clois, Clois. This is an 89-year-old gentleman currently on hospice. With history of senile degeneration of the brain, period. He also suffers from coronary artery disease, status post pacemaker, CHFs, New York Heart Association class 3, hypertension, bowel and bladder incontinent. He lives with his wife, who's totally and completely bedbound with numerous medical issues and problems. They have a caretaker that stays with him at all times, period. Patient is only oriented to person and sometimes time, but most of the time person. He's become very forgetful. He has issues with confusion. He eats about 60 to 70% of his meals, 50 to 60% of his meals. He is incontinent of bowel and bladder. His FAST score is at 7A. He has generalized weakness, poor balance. He has difficulty with ambulation. He has a walker that he uses but has not been able to do that very much because of his overall debility, period. He's at a high risk of fall. His PPS is now at 40% as opposed to 50%. Decreased appetite has caused decreased in his LMAC, which is now dropped down to 27 centimeter. Last month it was reported at 27.5, period. So did I say he's bowel and bladder incontinent and requires help with all ADL? I think I did. Patient's weight loss is considered unavoidable, period. He also has muscle evidence of muscle wasting with decreased muscle mass in the lower upper extremity as well as his temporal region, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. He continues to decline on hospice. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's care was discussed with the caregiver at the time of evaluation. Thank you.